The Universal logo, a spinning globe, is shown. British Sky Broadcasting presents the Universal Pictures and Bubble Factory presentation, A Simple Wish, starring Martin Short, Kathleen Turner, Mara Wilson, Francis Capra, Robert Pastorelli, Terry Garr and Amanda Plummer. Directed by Michael Ritchie, audio description by Kieran McLaughlin and voice by Melissa Wright.
The Fairy Godmother final qualifying exam will now begin.
A caption reads, Once upon a time, 3 months ago. Rows of middle-aged ladies hold pencils and look thoughtful as they tackle the examination paper. Most of them have white or grey hair and wear floral print dresses or blouses. The one exception is a thin young man, Murray, who sits in the middle of the room nervously sharpening a pencil. He has longish red hair with a drooping centre parting and wears a bright red bow tie with white spots. As the ladies concentrate on the exam, he fearfully glances at the clock on the wall. It reads 3:10. He picks up his examination booklet and looks at it. He gulps and puts it down, then steals a look at the paper of the woman next to him. As she sternly looks at him, he appears embarrassed, then leans too heavily on his pencil and breaks it. The female invigilator watches him suspiciously from the front of the room. He sneezes on the lady next to him. He rubs out some of his answers, then looks at the clock. It's 4:20. He rips his exam paper. He shoves his pencil in his mouth, then chokes on it.
Limbo, limbo, limbo like me. Oh.
He slides under the desk, then startles the ladies when he reappears in the next row in front. He sneakily tries to swap his paper with one of the ladies, but she notices and wrestles it from his hands. Some of the ladies start to leave. The man checks the clock, which now reads 6:10. As they leave, the ladies hand their papers to the invigilator. Murray leans to read his neighbour's paper, but she rams his head down on the desk with her elbow. It's dark outside. Murray is now the only one left sitting in the exam. He stands and carries his tattered exam booklet towards the invigilator. Having handed it over, he bows and salutes the invigilator, then turns to go. He stumbles to the floor. 3 months later, Central Park, New York. In bright sunshine, a man sings as he drives a horse and carriage. He wears a tall hat and long coat with a cape.
Far, far better thing than I do now. Everyone's a critic.
All right, Duchess, it's my audition, not yours.
He checks his watch.
Better thing than I.
All right, Duchess.
Matter, girl. Easy.
Oh, Duchess!
Oh, Dutch!
A black cat shows up.
Duchess! Oh! Just a kitty.
Duchess gallops away from the cat. The man jumps on a bike and chases through the park after his horse, which is still pulling the carriage. He nearly runs over a jogger. He rides through the middle of a picnic, then eventually catches up with the speeding carriage. He grabs onto one of the side lights, but it comes off in his hand.
Oh.
Thatcher slows down. He pulls up beside another carriage.
Yo, Oliver! You're looking stressed today.
Ah, just another day. I'm late to pick up the kids. Come on, Dutch.
A young girl and boy wait on a pavement. The boy bounces a basketball.
Hey, Charlie, guess what?
I give up.
This tooth's about to go.
Oh, just say the word. I'll get my pliers and yank it out.
Money from the Tooth Fairy is really going to come in handy.
Tooth Fairy. Give me a break. Let's just face it. Dad's never going to come. He left us here to rot.
Did not.
Did too.
Oliver pulls up with the carriage.
Whoa, Dutch.
Good, pretty girl.
Hey, how come she always gets a hug before me? Oh, my little dove.
Charlie said you were going to leave us here to rot.
Well, I gave it some serious consideration.
Giddy up!
Oh, Dad, I hope you used a good deodorant.
You better hope I did.
Hey! Damn, it's 4:05. Jerry's going to freak. Come on, Dutch.
Yeah, but if you're a few minutes late, they won't mind, will they?
Honey, you just don't know these people. It isn't good to be late to an audition.
At the theater.
Whoa!
Oliver.
Don't ask. I don't want to bore you with it. Kids, you stay here and watch Duchess. Where's my music?
It's in your hand, Dad.
Can't we watch you audition?
Yeah. No. It makes me too nervous.
You know, you're incredibly late.
Hey, look, since when is 6 minutes incredibly late, huh?
For Lord Richard, it is.
In the theater, a snooty-looking man watches a guillotine drop on stage.
No. Manny. Where's Tony Segal?
He'll be here any minute, but we gotta see this Oliver Greening first.
Why? Who's he?
He's nobody, but the threat of several other actors gives us bargaining leverage with Sable's agent.
Oliver walks on stage.
Oh, Mr. Greening, I see you've come in costume.
Huh? Oh, yes. Lucky accident.
Not that lucky.
A man gets out of a limo.
Performer of my stature having an audition. It's insulting.
Tony, if it were anyone other than Lord Richard, I'd never allow it. Besides, there are only a few candidates.
Tony Sable heads for the stage door.
Who's scheduled ahead of me?
Oliver Greening.
Charlie stands with the limo driver.
You could park your limo here if you watch my horse.
Gee, thanks.
My pleasure.
But Dad said...
Dad said to watch Duchess. So she's being watched, right? Come on.
They go inside.
You haven't mentioned how you feel about my score.
Oh, yes. Well, it's quite possibly the finest work that you have ever produced.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Lovely and haunting. Intimate, yet operatic. Presently without a star. Let's have a crack at it, shall we?
What the devil's going on up there? Quiet!
Charlie stops bouncing his ball.
Proceed.
Charlie and his younger sister Annabelle peep up from behind seats in the balcony. On stage, Oliver prepares to sing. Behind him stands the guillotine.
The rats come creeping now.
I know something you don't know. Well, he doesn't get the part, and he won't. We're moving to North Platte to live with Uncle Carl. North Platte, it's a city in Nebraska.
You're lying.
No, I heard that on the phone. Uncle Carl offered him a job at his rendering plant.
What's that?
Oh, it's a place where they take all the parts of a dead animal that nobody wants, and then melt them down in a big pot, and make stuff like glue and guitar picks.
That's disgusting.
Fine, no real challenge there. Let me hear the big one. Off to the gallows.
Shed not one tear, my dearest Lucy. I must die soon. In one swift moment, the blade will fall, then my head he'll chop off. Please turn away, then don't see it drop off. It's the solution, it's a far better thing that I do now than I've ever done before.
The snooty man, Lord Richard, looks impressed. Annabelle applauds and ducks behind a seat.
You were confusingly good.
Excuse me?
You're excused.
Tony Sable's here.
Why can't we consider this Greening, Jeff?
No. You promised your backers a named star. We'll call you.
Oliver looks disappointed. Next, Annabelle reads a fairy tale book as she sits in bed.
Charlie, do they have a lot of theaters in Nebraska?
I don't think they have a lot of anything in Nebraska, except maybe Nebraska.
Charlie, do you believe in fairy godmothers?
I hate to break it to you, Annabelle, but there's no fairy godmothers. There's no tooth fairy, there's no angels, there's no genie in the bottle, there's no Wizard of Oz, it's all a big bunch of bull.
You're wrong, and I can prove it.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
There's no tooth fairy. Then explain this.
She takes a dollar from a musical box.
I think you know everything, but you don't.
I know this much. There are no fairy godmothers in Manhattan.
How would you know?
Dusk. On a street, two middle-aged women ride a motorbike with a sidecar attached.
Watch your wand. Watch that woman.
Lots of middle-aged women converge on a building, outside which is fixed a brass plaque reading NAFCA.
All these fairy godmothers getting together, it's so wonderful. Every fairy godmother in Manhattan meeting once a year. Wish you more.
Inside.
Be sure and check your wands, girls. Thank you for signing in. The elevator's right over there.
Welcome, welcome. Are all the districts accounted for?
Well, all but one, of course.
Oh, distressing. Well, come along, ladies. Violet, haven't seen you since last year's retreat. Hello, Effie. Ready for 24 hours of fun? Hard to believe another year's gone by.
Why do we have to check our wands? Really, I feel naked without mine.
Well, it's like in the Old West. All the cowpokes had to check their guns before they moseyed into town, especially in Dodge City. And that's why nobody got plugged.
Well, all it takes is one show-off. Well, that pair from Rego Park, remember? Oh, they got way out of control.
I had to put them both on suspension for 6 months.
The women step from a lift and enter a huge room with glass walls. In the night sky, fireworks can be seen exploding through the vaulted roof. The room is already packed with ladies. At home, Oliver puts on a record. Annabelle turns restlessly in bed, then switches on her bedside lamp. She sits up, opens her fairy tale book, and stops at the page showing the drawing of a fairy godmother.
That's what I need, a fairy godmother.
Looking startled, Annabelle stares as Murray bursts from behind the closet door holding a wand. They smile at each other.
Are you a fairy godmother?
Can't you tell?
Ta-da!
Annabelle looks dubious.
You don't look a whole lot like the one in Cinderella.
I don't? Oh, I know why. Because I'm so much taller.
Ah, well, listen, you know.
It's not the height.
The hair. It's because hers is gray and mine is red.
I think it's the hair.
Oh, you mean the whole guy thing.
Yes, well, you know, she's not a fella.
That's true.
Can I ask you something? What difference does it really make where the magic comes from? I mean, isn't the real question, can the person do the job?
Can you?
What?
Can you do the job?
Boy, this is some swell room, huh? Well, Missy, look at all the gadgets.
Having knocked over a shelf full of toys, he opens and shuts the bedroom door.
Oh, what luck! A Buddy Rich enthusiast. Thank you.
Is something the matter? Are you nervous or something?
Not at all. Not me.
What's your name?
I'm sorry. That's the first thing you learn, you know. hello there. My name is Murray.
They shake hands.
Can I talk to you about my wish?
Your wish? I'm anxious to get to that. Boy, it's dry in here, isn't it? You wouldn't have a thirst quencher handy, would you?
About milk and cookies.
No, whether I look like Santa? No, I don't drink milk. However, if you did happen to have a steaming hot espresso, or coffee, as long as it's caffeinated,
Gotta be caffeinated.
Can't you just wave around your wand to make yourself coffee whenever you want?
You do that and it's over. They just strip you of your wand and shaboom. Beanie.
So, who's the Joker in the jammies?
It's my brother Charlie. He thinks fairy godmothers don't exist.
Maybe you might reconsider if we turn them into a frog, huh?
You can do that?
That happens to be one of my best things. You know, back in basic training, frogs was my signature spell. Frogs and rain, interestingly enough.
Do it.
What? Turn Charlie into a frog?
She nods.
Well, yes, well, that's what I like. Nice, clean, simple wish. Here we go.
Wait. How many wishes do I have?
Oh, one per customer. And no wishing for more wishes. You sneaky little devil eyes. Because, you know, they plugged that loophole up years ago. There was abuse.
He waves his arms around.
Wait, stop.
What?
I have a better wish. It's for my dad.
Ah, that's sweet.
Mari spots a calendar.
What day is this?
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh, okay, I gotta go. I'll have to give you a rain check, okay?
Okay, but what's a rain check?
Rain check is, you know, like in a baseball game, when it rains, you get a new game. Oh, I can't believe this. Every fairy godmother in the city is uptown, with the exception of me.
But my wish can't wait. It's very important.
Oliver's record finishes. He looks suspiciously towards the bedroom door.
Pretend you're sleeping, okay?
With her back to her father, Annabelle lies with her eyes open. Eventually, Oliver closes the door. Annabelle sits up and looks towards the closet, but it's empty. From her bedside cabinet, she picks up the wand which Mari put down when he grabbed the calendar. Next, two women are at the door of the NAFCA building. The woman who knocks is tall with long blonde hair and is glamorously dressed. The other is smaller with short, untidy hair, wearing a miniskirt and fairy jacket. The door is opened by Rena, who is in charge of registration for the Fairy Godmother Convention.
Gloria, no, you really shouldn't be here. You can't.
Now, how can you say that I can't be here when I already am? It's just not logical.
No.
This is my faithful companion, Boots.
You know, Claudia, since you left us, rumor has it that you've gone into the dark side.
A witch? Moi? Oh, you can't be serious. Do I look like a witch?
Well, you know, you really should leave, because if Hortense were to see you here, I could lose my own wand.
Oh, no one knows the pain of such a loss more than I. So, I'll go. But before I do, I remembered what a healthy appetite you have, so I brought you a little something from my garden.
Oh, no thanks. I just had quite a bit of, That is the reddest apple I think I've ever seen.
Oh, it tastes even better than it looks.
Really?
Yummy.
Rena grabs the apple.
Now, is that the apple of a witch?
Rena shakes her head, then passes out.
You bet it is. Let's get the wands.
They hurry to an office.
All right. Take the work area. I'm going to search for this.
Wait.
Hortense is coming down in the lift. In the office, Boots looks uncomfortable.
What is with you?
I've got to pee.
But you were just outside.
I always lose it when I get nervous.
What good are you? Now move it. I think I liked you better when you were a dog. What? Rena, honey?
Claudia takes a registration book.
What?
Hortense appears.
Claudia! What are you doing here? Taking back what's mine. I took your wand away because you were using it for your own selfish ends. That is not what fairy godmothers are all about.
No, you're all about 70.
Get out of my house.
Oh,
what? Don't even think about it.
Claudia fires a spell which flattens Hortense and slams her up against the wall.
That's a person. I always found you a tad one-dimensional.
You're making a big mistake.
What's that? Speak up!
She blocks Hortense's mouth.
That'll hold her for about 24 hours. And by then, any wish worth a damn will be mine.
Wait.
Rena wakes up.
Hortense, what happened to you?
Would you remind me to call Alphonse and get a refund on those apples? Now, nothing is wrong.
Nothing is wrong?
No, everything is perfectly normal. Hortense is flat.
Perfectly normal. Hortense is flat.
All is right. We're all in.
Rena falls asleep again. Claudia casts a spell which shuts the lift doors.
Party on, lady. Enjoy your day off.
Oliver reads his newspaper in an armchair. Suddenly, he looks up from it and points.
You stay right where you are. Why aren't you asleep?
My fairy godmother came to see me tonight.
You don't say. And was she nice?
Yeah, but it wasn't a she. It was a guy named Murray. He left this. I'm not sure how it works.
The old magic wand, huh?
Yeah, magic. But he had to go away before I could even tell him my wish.
I bet you that if you went to sleep, this Murray would come back with an instruction book.
Nice try, Dad, but I'm not a bit sleepy.
Oh.
Shaboom! There, I put a spell on you. To help you get the part.
Come on. It's late. Time to go to bed.
Dad, remember how you said Mommy went to heaven? How she's an angel now?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making that up?
Why do you ask that question?
Charlie said that it was bull. I mean, Charlie said that it wasn't true.
Well, I believe that. She is. I know that she's in heaven. You know, but I also think that there's a big part of her that's right here.
Where?
No, it's. I mean, I see her when I look at you. You know, she had that way of looking at the world right in the face.
Did she ever give up?
No.
Dad, will you do my hair?
I'll tell you what. First thing in the morning, okay?
Mari frantically hurries towards the door of the NAFCA building. It's locked behind metal security gates.
Ow!
A policeman casually approaches. Mari has managed to squeeze through the gates. The policeman stops to tie his lace. Looking up, the policeman sees Murray, who has jammed his head between the bars of the gate.
Stuck, very stuck. Well, if it isn't one of our city's finest, the lobster.
What the hell are you?
You see that plaque? NAFCA.
NAFCA.
North American Fairy Godmothers Association.
Let me ask you something, Fairy Godmother. Where is your wand?
Oh! Well, it's right. I'm in big trouble.
Oh, you are in trouble. You see, I could arrest you for a lot of things, but that would require a lot of paperwork and a lot of my time. And they'd probably call me down somewhere to testify on my day off.
Oh, and I imagine that would be your day at the gym.
And then knowing the system the way I do, you probably wouldn't do even one night behind bars. But tonight you will. Fairy godmother mine.
Officer, where are you going? Are you off to get a donut?
Morning. Oliver ties Annabelle's hair with a pink ribbon.
Not so tight. Ow, not so tight, Dad.
I'm sorry, sugar. I'm always going to be a klutz at this. Done.
She walks off holding the wand.
Charlie, me boy, let's go.
You better be nice to me.
Why would you bring something like that to school?
It's none of your business, Charlie.
Oh, shut up.
Your fault. You started it.
Just tell her to shut up.
I heard you.
Charlie?
Oh, hey, Jerry. I was going to call, but I figured I'd better break this to you in person.
I know. He's too tall. He's too short. He's too young. He's too old. I did not get the part.
No.
Right.
You didn't. But they want to hear you sing again.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. Tonight, 9:30.
You're not kidding.
No, Oliver, you're about this close to getting it.
Call me a cab.
All right, you're a cab.
Go.
Go.
Well, maybe it's working.
What's working?
Nothing. I'm sure they sent us ahead just so they could kiss and make out.
Duh. Taxi!
Charlie stares at the wand as Oliver and Jerry walk towards the cab.
Oh, let me see it.
Okay, but
oh,
be careful.
Okay, so I'll see you tonight.
You know, you're the first Asian that I ever kissed and dug it.
Give me back my wand. Give me back my wand.
I'll see you tonight.
All right.
Backing up with the wand, Charlie falls over a display of vegetables.
Stay up. Okay, Mr. Kim. Are you okay?
Where'd it go?
Annabelle picks up the wand, which is now broken into two pieces. She walks off angrily.
All right, Mr. Kim, we're gonna pick it. He's gonna pick it up.
It's so stupid. She thinks it's magic.
Why can't you just play along? She's just a kid.
In a building beneath Brooklyn Bridge, Claudia sorts through a pile of wands.
Some people's teeth.
Boots stands nearby, scratching herself. Claudia stares at her.
I thought I felt a flea.
Go, sit.
Boots trots towards Claudia and stands in front of her.
Now what?
I really admire you.
Yeah, I got that. Now, go sit. Where was I?
I don't understand. Why do we need all these ones? I mean, with all your power.
It isn't enough just to control the power of dark magic. To be truly effective and monstrously evil, one needs to control the power of white magic as well. Now see, every living soul in this city has some desperate wish, some secret desire they think will improve their miserable little lives. While all these goody-goody sticks off the street, they'll have to come to me.
Right. Ah.
Where was I? 291, 292, 293, 294. Boots! Put that down.
Boots puts down the musical snow shaker.
I don't see it. 97, 98, 99. It's not here. We're short one.
And the one that is missing is the one I want most. Mine! Ah!
There isn't anything in here. Except for this.
The Fairy Godmother registration book. Claudia checks the names.
17th District. The East Side. My old stomping grounds before Hortense stripped me of my wand.
Maybe we could go there and sniff it out.
Oh, I've been in broad daylight for years.
Claudia steps to a large mirror.
Oh. I love this mirror. Right, Boots, get changed. We're going for a very important walk.
In a classroom.
You haven't got any glue on that, and that's got far too much. Move over your paper. Everybody, your napkin holders must be finished today. Keep going. It's beyond improvement. Begin again. Lacking talent, lacking inspiration, lacking everything. A waste of glue. What's this?
Annabelle looks up.
It's something I have to fix.
It's not our assignment. Hand over your toy.
It's not a toy. It's a magic wand.
Of course. Now give that to me.
Annabelle holds on to it.
I wish you'd let me have it.
Annabelle looks thoughtfully at her teacher, then points the wand at her.
Shaboom!
Children, stop laughing! Jumping! What are you doing over there?
Annabelle hurries from the classroom, followed closely by the teacher.
Annabelle! Annabelle!
Annabelle's hiding behind a door. The teacher runs along the corridor, then goes outside. Annabelle checks out the now deserted corridor. Suddenly, a pair of shoes appear behind her. They belong to Murray.
Oh, thank goodness.
Murray, where'd you go?
Oh, well, it's a long story involving the police, fire department, the jaws of life. Listen, the other night, I left a long, you know, a wand kind of...
Annabelle holds up the damaged wand.
Oh, this is sad. This is sticky. Why is it sticky?
I tried gluing it back together.
You put glue on my wand? You don't put glue on someone's wand? This is like the army. You're given one that's supposed to last forever. Look at this. I can't get my hands off.
Here, I have an idea.
She undoes the ribbon in her hair, then ties it round the wand.
This will keep the pieces together until the glue dries. Done. Does this mean I don't get my wish?
Huh? Oh, no, no, no. Don't be silly, of course. Of course, you'll get your... Well, I'll do the best I can.
Murray anxiously presses himself against the wall. Annabelle checks out the corridor, which is still empty.
Follow me. Without this wish, the future of my entire family depends on it.
Well, at least there's no pressure. Okay, so, whatever your wish is, just remember, keep it simple.
Okay, here's something. My dad, you see, he's got to sing tonight. And if he does it better than anyone else in the world, he'll get this part and we won't have to move to Nebraska, work for Uncle Carl and render things.
Uh-huh.
Charlie says they make plastic dishes out of puppy dog tails.
Annabelle, please, simple.
Okay. I wish that when my dad sings tonight, he gets the part.
You mean that's all? Well, for heaven's sakes, think of it as done. Come on.
As Annabelle walks off, Murray suddenly looks very unconfident.
So you can do it?
What? Yes, but not here. See, the grantor of the wish, namely me, has to be within 100 yards of the beneficiary, which is your father. So, where is your father?
Right across from the Plaza Hotel. Come on, Subway's one block out the front door.
Subway? Are you kidding? Have wand, will travel.
Marie, what are you talking about?
He takes a piece of paper from his pocket.
Well, it's unimportant. Come on. So, Annabelle, I want you to look in my eyes and get a fix on the place you want to be.
Yes, no, no, no.
Not yours, is it?
Am I using up my wish?
This is in service of your main wish. So, try and see it in your head. See the Plaza Hotel. Visualize it. Visualize.
Annabelle closes her eyes. Murray waves his wand. A tornado of coloured paper sweeps along the corridor.
Annabelle's
teacher tries to run towards them. Murray and Annabelle struggle to stand upright in the magical gale. They cling onto each other as sheets of paper swirl all around them. A chair on wheels bangs into the teacher from behind. As she sits on it, it speeds her down the corridor, away from Murray and Annabelle, who are now hidden behind a multicoloured tornado. The teacher collides with the door. The wind dies off and the paper drifts gently down. Next, Annabelle and Murray are in the open countryside.
Something tells me we're not in Manhattan anymore.
Ouch.
Murray?
Tell me when the copy's ready.
Oh, Murray.
As Murray lies on the ground, she holds up half of the broken wand. Murray has the other half.
You wouldn't have any floss on you, would you?
Just get up.
I guess I missed the off-ramp, huh?
I'd say definitely.
They walk along a straight, narrow road. Murray sees a sign.
Nebraska. We're in Nebraska.
What about that other sign? What does it say?
It says, the Plaza Motel. The Plaza Motel.
Murray, this is not my wish.
Yes, no. Well, I'm aware of that, dear.
I was coming down the hallway and I was trying to follow this girl. She was going away and I look.
What's going on? What happened?
Miss Bramble went mental.
Hey, has anyone seen Annabelle?
She ran away.
This isn't like her.
Yeah, and she took her magic wand.
Charlie sees the hair tie.
The girl flew away.
Claudia and Boots are on a busy street. They stop outside Annabelle's apartment block.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew my nose would lead us right to the place.
Ah, Boots, you amaze me. We've grilled 29 out of 30 kids. There's only one left, you dithering little idiot.
Annabelle, honey, let me ask you something, can I? Remember when I told you to get a mental picture in your head? Remember that? Do you think you had anything else going on in there? Other than the Plaza Hotel? I mean, in other words, do you think it's possible that you could have been thinking of, let's say, I don't know, Nebraska?
Well, maybe. A little. I guess so.
Ah.
Are you saying this is my fault?
Oh, no. Oh, honey, no, not at all. Don't be... Well, not entirely your fault. But then again, I guess it wasn't entirely my fault, was it?
Oh, you're unbelievable. Can't you even admit it?
Admit what?
That you blew it. You totally screwed my wish.
I did not. Well,
you did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too to infinity.
Did not to double infinity.
There is no such thing.
There isn't?
Charlie rollerblades towards a stationary horse and carriage. The driver relaxes, waiting for a fare.
Hey, Joe, you see my sister?
Uh-uh. Everything all right?
Yeah. How about my dad? Where's he?
He took off a while ago with a bunch of tourists. Come on, let's go track the old man down.
Nah, thanks, man. This'll be faster.
Claudia and Boots are in the apartment.
What a dump. This had better not be a wild goose chase.
Somewhere in here, I smell the one. I got her! I found her! She's here!
She's here! This is a snapshot.
She's a ballerina. Isn't that cute?
Cute. Ah! They are the worst. Honestly, those children. How I used to hate listening to their insipid little wishes, as if I had nothing better to do with the rest of my life. Cinderella. Oh, God, how I despise this book. Nothing in this book has ever made any sense whatsoever. I mean, what kind of masochistic idiot goes to a ball wearing glass shoes?
Oliver, kids, wherever you are, I hope you get this. Your callback audition's still on for tonight, 9:30, Palace Theater.
Boots, how would you like to get all dressed up and go to the palace?
In Nebraska.
Murray, do you think anybody lives at that motel?
No, dear. If you recall, the Clampett struck oil and then moved to Beverly Hills. Remember that?
Look, a payphone. Maybe you can call my dad.
Oh, I don't know. It's broken. How many days did you say to your dad's big audition?
Not days. Got to sing at 9:30 tonight.
A man fires a gun at them from the motel.
You're on my property!
Murray extends his hand and nervously walks forward with a smile.
Greetings!
Now stop right there!
The man spits.
Oh, elegant. My name is Murray, and this is Annabelle, and you must be...
The man wears a shirt with a name tag.
Oh, Roy. Annabelle, honey, say hello. To Roy!
It ain't Roy!
But it says on his shirt.
It ain't my shirt!
That ain't his shirt, honey.
The man shows a tattoo.
Oh, how very artistic. Dwayne.
So who's Roy?
Got a brother, Roy!
Is that his shirt?
Was. Roy is dead. I needed a clean shirt.
He killed his brother because he needed a clean shirt?
Well, this is Nebraska. So, we have got to go. Love to stay, but got to go. So, say goodbye to Primitive Man, dear.
Not so fast! What's that?
It's a magic wand, a real one, and it's got a lot more power than your stupid shotgun.
Oh, honey, she's just a child and doesn't seem to understand the danger of combining a... deadly weapon and a low IQ.
Let me see that a minute. Give me that thing just a second here.
Was he what?
Speak English. Give me that fighting rod right now.
What, you DeBow?
Let me see that the fighting rod a second.
Sure, yes.
Murray walks towards Dwayne.
Just a stick.
Dwayne grabs a wand.
Oh, hang on to this.
Murray takes Dwayne's tobacco and shoves a lump in his mouth.
Now you just listen, you good old boy. Now you get those greasy taters out of your ears so you listen real good.
Murray spits out the tobacco.
Ah, good Lord, that is disgusting. Take that back. Can you believe it?
You may think that's an old popsicle stick, but that's powerful magic in there, fella.
Oh, Roy.
Murray grabs the wand.
Stop right there!
What you gonna do? Wave it around. Turn me into some little bunny rabbit.
Do it, Murray. Turn him into a little rabbit.
Well, take your best shot. And I'll take mine.
Shamboo!
Dwayne is spun around at high speed. As Murray and Annabelle watch with horror, he grows into a huge man, dressed like a Hasidic Jew, complete with tall black hat, ringlets, and shoe.
He's not exactly little.
No, not quite a rabbit either.
Something's not kosher, and I think it's Dwayne.
Murray.
Well, you know, rabbit, rabbi, it's in the same ballpark. Do you realize if he spits now, we're goners? Let's go.
They flee along the road as the giant Dwayne furiously stamps his foot down on the motel, completely smashing it. He then follows him down the straight dirt road, crushing all in his path.
Get a clear picture in your head. Where do you want to go?
Central Park! And hurry!
Close your eyes!
Oh, just done already!
They appear in the seal's enclosure of a zoo.
Excuse me, Annabelle. Dear, but what exactly were you thinking?
It's my favorite part of Central Park.
No thanks. I already ate.
Come on, we gotta go find Dad.
All right, well, the Plaza Hotel is that way.
That way. Have you seen my dad?
No.
Have you seen my dad?
Sorry. Annabelle, you just missed Charlie. He's been looking to find you. I told him where your dad was.
This is my fairy guide.
Fairy, new friend. We just met. How are you doing? Good to see you.
Need a lift to your dad? Hop in.
Two middle-aged couples pose for a photo next to Duchess. Oliver holds the camera.
Sure. Happy to take you around.
Yeah, we're gonna surprise him.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Annabelle, you gotta help me here. Which one is your dad?
He's the one with the brown coat and the big hat.
Okay, close your eyes and just visualize your wish coming true. And just visualize it.
As Annabelle shuts her eyes, Murray waves his arms around.
Boom!
Another fierce wind rises up. It knocks people over and blows off Oliver's hat.
What the heck? Oh, my hat! Hey, grab my hat!
Oliver climbs onto an empty plinth, trying to retrieve his hat from some bushes. All around, people cower down as leaves swirl around them. Duchess vanishes. The carriage is swept up into the air, then turns into a pumpkin and falls back to the ground. As Annabelle watches in disbelief, Oliver reaches for his hat and is transformed into a bronze statue. Annabelle runs towards him. As a wind suddenly drops, Dave's people pick themselves up off the ground.
Dad? Dad!
Annabelle, where you been? Here, lose something? When Dad finds out about what you did, you're gonna be in some... Hey, mister, sorry, we don't got any spare chains, so just take a hike, all right? Just leave it alone.
Annabelle,
go.
Honey,
you see Dad?
Annabelle, who's this bum? And what's he doing with your magic wand?
It's not my wand, Charlie, it's his.
And I am not a bum, thank you. Do you want to tell him or should I?
Tell me what?
This is Murray. He's my fairy godmother.
Male fairy godmother.
Annabelle, what's going on here? Where's Dad and Duchess? They were just
I'm
here,
not
right?
I'm not sure about Duchess, but Dad's.
Wait, I'll see him.
That's Dad.
No, that's a statue. That doesn't even look like that.
Well, trust me, it is. I saw Maria's magic.
It's the mouse!
Hey, mice!
Hey, wait, that's not a mouse. It's Duchess. Come on, Duchess.
What did this fairy godmother guy do to you?
Du bist ein erwachsener Mann.
I agree, but twice in one century is excessive, I think.
Come on, good girl. Good girl, Duchess.
You know, that mouse might very well be a horse.
Whatever you say. I'm sorry.
Of course. You're back. Yes.
Charlie places Duchess in Annabelle's rucksack.
Good bargain, Hussein.
Ah, yes, that's good. I write you late.
I think I got it. You're supposed to be 100 yards. That's definitely more than 100 yards. So you have to be within 100 yards. And I think I was just too far. I was blaming on the wand. Well, look, this is gonna be fine. Okay, now look at this. Ready?
Boom!
The statue's hat falls to the ground.
All right, enough. Where is Dad? And who is this nut?
Nut.
Let me have a minute.
I liked him better when he was asleep. There's a pushy quality when he's awake that doesn't quite work.
This is a mess.
I know. It's not good.
No, really are a fairy godmother, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
She looks at the statue.
Then undo it. Undo the spell.
You mean spell reversal?
It can be done, can't it?
I've never done it.
How long have you been at this?
I'm certified, if that's what you're getting at, you know. And I did very well on the final exams. I skipped over some of the true-false questions, which in retrospect is really dumb, because if you just guess at it, for heaven's sakes, you can, you know, what, 50-50 chance you know what you're doing.
Right? How long?
Well, between you and me, this wish of yours would be my first one solo.
Later, on the street...
This stinks.
I know, it's bad. It isn't good, but we're dealing with it, remember? And nothing's cast in stone. Well, with the exception of your father.
Bronze. And a statue. I'm telling you. It's not Dad, I know.
Guys, trust me.
Hortense will straighten this out, you know? I mean, the woman is an answer for everything.
Is this even the right address?
Oh, trust me.
Someone could get in there.
Don't look at me. I try to keep a Jaws of Life experience down to once a week.
Someone give me a boost.
I don't know. We're insane.
What?
We're all
in... Oh, what an excellent idea. My, you're clever. Here, let me...
They're outside NAFCA HQ.
Careful. You don't want that horse in your bag to have an accident on your homework.
Very funny. It's okay, Duchess. Stick with me.
Oh, attagirl. Now listen. If anyone asks, just say you're a friend of Murray's.
Yeah, that ought to carry a lot of weight.
Annabelle opens a ground floor window and climbs in. She walks across the lobby towards Rena, who is still slumped over the reception table.
Hello in there. Yoo-hoo.
Rena doesn't move. Annabelle walks further inside, then pauses. Just round the corner, Hortense is still flattened against the wall. Neither can see the other. Annabelle looks very uneasy. Outside, Charlie opens a metal gate.
Mr. Fairy to you.
Did you think of trying the handle? Oh.
You're Annabelle. Remember us? Come on.
Get away from me. Just go away.
Annabelle opens the front door.
Finally, the Fairy Godmother headquarters. What took you so long?
Murray looks around the shadowy lobby.
Murray, is this house haunted?
Not very, no.
I heard breathing, and I don't think it was her or me.
They walk past Rena. Murray sees Hortense and stops in shock.
Hortense?
Wait. This playing card. You tell me this is a person?
That's her, all right. She's the queen of the fairy godmothers. Fairy di tutti fairies. Hortense, it's Murray. A spell like this. No fairy godmother would ever do a spell like this. This is the dark stuff. This is witchcraft. Now, don't be afraid. I'm here. It's gonna be okay. Hopefully. Nice and easy. She's very fragile. Well, I'm assuming she's fragile. The only thing missing is the syrup at this point. I'm sorry, this joke's fall a little flat. There we go. That's right. Okay, just give me a hand here. Not literally. No, I mean just. That's right, that's very nice. Okay, so. Looks like the wand will have to save the day once again.
Hortense is laid on a couch. Murray wheels his wand. Annabelle and Charlie take cover.
All right. Okay. This is 50 feet. Okay. Wish me luck.
Hortense is still completely flat. She spits out what looks like pieces of rock, then tries to raise her head. Rena stumbles in, holding the poison apple.
Why, Rena? What a pleasant surprise.
You said you'd call me.
Murray!
Well, things got busy.
Murray, is she your girlfriend?
No.
Annabelle, check it out.
He's got a girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend.
Then who is she?
I was really very disappointed.
Can we possibly discuss this?
All of it, pay attention. We've got a crisis on our hands. Little girl, who are you?
Hi, my name's Annabelle. This is my brother Charlie. And we came here because Murray thought you could help. You see, he's trying to grant me a wish.
Nothing, really. It's just, you know how it happened. The spell went ever so slightly awry.
Yes, ever so slightly wrong.
Oh, goodness, Murray, what have you been doing with our wand?
Get to work, Rena. For what we're up against is going to need a quick fix.
I'm sorry. For what we're up against, what would that mean, dear?
Come with me, Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, yeah. Now that's heavy.
Charlie, would you maybe help us a little bit?
I'm very comfortable.
Annabelle approaches Hortense.
Are you really the head of all the fairy godmothers?
I am, yes.
I tried to keep my wish simple.
There's no such thing as a simple wish.
Just put those goggles on, would you, boys?
Cute.
Rena works with a welding torch on Murray's wand.
So tell me about your wish.
My dad got turned into a statue, and I don't know why.
Was there anything else?
His horse got turned into a mouse, and his carriage got turned into a pumpkin.
Stop right there. This spell of Murray's, it must be lifted before midnight. After that, your father will most likely remain a statue forever.
It's night. Murray and the kids are on the street.
You promised her what?
Nothing. I just said that we'd get the wands back.
From Claudius? No. Forget it. Absolutely not.
Murray, we've got to. We've got to get to the park before midnight. Otherwise, that'll be a statue forever.
Look, there has got to be some sort of...
A bus sweeps past.
The rules!
And blows a sheet of paper from his hand. Both Murray and Annabelle hang their heads.
Annabelle, honey, listen, we cannot go to Claudius. I mean, first of all, I don't even know where she lives. And secondly, she hates my guts.
Is this another one of your ex-girlfriends?
Look, let's just try to stick to the topic, shall we?
If Dad misses his audition...
If, Annabelle, it's 9:15, game over, that's it.
Listen, now, let me tell you something. It ain't over until the flat lady sings. Get it? Flat lady, fat lady...
Annabelle still looks miserable.
Don't worry about it, it's just...
Murray, remember last night when you told me that I had to take a rain check?
Murray smiles at her. Next, a yellow cab pulls up outside the Palace Theatre.
Okay, go backstage, find your dad's agent and tell her to stall, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You gotta get us to the balcony.
Follow me.
Inside the theatre, Jerry spots Charlie.
Charlie, thank God. Where's your dad?
He just got a little stuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you now Mr. Tony Sable, who with your generous backing will be the star of my 23rd consecutive hit.
Lord Richard and Tony Sable walk on stage. Murray and Annabelle watch from the balcony.
That's the guy, right?
Thank you, Lord Richard.
What are you gonna do?
Time for that rain check.
Murray takes out his wand, which has been repaired. On stage, Tony Sable sings.
Shed not one tear, my dearest Lucy, I must die soon in one swift moment.
Water pours onto the stage.
What is going on here? How am I expected to work? Now that's what I call rain. Annabelle, you see that?
Yes.
The thunderstorm isn't until Act Two.
Yes, I did.
Manny,
seriously,
what's
going on here?
Manny, would you
walk
with me?
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a new sprinkler system installed and there are some bugs we've got to work out.
My soggiest apologies. After all, the show must go on. All right, Mr. Sable, the stage
That's
is
it.
Yours.
The guy gets to sing and my dad can't. It's so unfair.
Interesting.
Did I say something?
Did you ever get that feeling where... You know, you feel a sore throat coming on, sort of scratchy.
You mean like a frog in your throat?
Murray smiles wickedly, then stands.
Hurry, he's already singing.
Tony Sable looks like he's going to be sick. Lord Richard looks on.
Anything for attention.
Tony!
A big frog bursts out of Tony's mouth. It sits on the piano, then jumps off. Another frog pushes its way out of Tony's mouth. The singer looks very unwell. The audience look horrified.
That is what I call a frog.
Not
supposed to get back to that table? What did you ever want to work on Broadway again or anywhere else? Play!
Now there's no need for concern, ladies and gentlemen. No, no, keep your seats, please. Please, I saw you.
People scramble over seats to get away from the stage where Tony is still throwing up big frogs. Several of them jump through the air and across the theatre, knocking people over and landing on them.
Get there, don't go. They're perfectly harmless. That's a few toads when Broadway history is about to be made.
Look, Richard, I love the show. I love Sable. I love the T-shirt. I love everything. If you'll just add his six to frogs, I'll be in.
That's what I get for getting overexcited. My, oh, my.
Tony, the fire escape hood was done. Get out of here. Check the water.
Hey, I'm fine. I don't need a doctor. I need a microphone. I'm okay. Listen, it's a far, far better thing than I do. Do you see any frogs in there? Look.
He points to his mouth. A frog jumps out.
Save it for opening night, Tony.
You mean I got the part?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Manny.
He wins by default.
But Mary!
Sorry, Tuts. That's show business.
Mary, that was great. I wish I could do... I
think I know.
Mary, when I grow up, I think I want to be a fairy godmother.
You want to take a crack at it. Is that it? I really shouldn't, but... There you go.
Do I hold it like this?
No, it's more like... Well, no. It's more like... With two hands. See, it's... And then...
They drop the wand.
Oh. Where did it go?
Hi.
Boot shows up and sniffs.
Where is it?
Oh. This is a serious problem.
On the ground floor, Charlie picks up the wand.
Oh, this is sad.
Boots! Back off, Murray. I'll push you over. I will. Dead giveaway, Murray. Any magic around here had to come from you.
Come on, girl. Let her go.
Where's Claudia's wand?
Boots grabs Annabelle's rucksack.
Did your dad ever tell you the story of Br'er Rabbit?
No one. Please don't throw me in the fryer pan.
Yes, that's it. That's good, good, good.
Boots finds Duchess.
I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
No!
Boots, you don't scare us. Maybe Claudia could, but not you.
Claudia? I'm gonna take you to Claudius.
To Claudius?
No!
Duchess escapes.
Isn't it frightening waiting to see if we're going to Claudius?
Come on, we're going to Claudius.
Oh, Lord, no!
What's to become of us? Will we survive?
Oh, despair is my new middle name.
Now on the balcony, Charlie watches them leave. He grabs Duchess.
Duchess.
Now at Claudia's.
Shame on you, your canine nightmare.
Charlie arrives on rollerblades and watches Boots open the heavy front doors. She then chases Murray and Annabelle inside. As the big door swings shut, Charlie heads towards them. Inside, Claudia stands with Boots. Murray and Annabelle watch.
Nothing. Boots, because I sent you out to fetch me one measly wand, and you failed to do even that, did you not?
You can't do the wands.
What was that?
Oh!
Care to share it with the rest of the class?
Claudia takes a mace from a suit of armor.
Boots! God!
Outside, Charlie peers through a hole in a side door and sees a box containing the wand stolen by Claudia. Meanwhile, Claudia, who was wearing a spectacular flowing blue gown, takes Annabelle by the hands.
Princess, come look me in the eye.
Don't.
My wand. You know where it is, don't you?
Don't talk to her. Don't even look at her.
Now, surely you have a... Every creature your age, any turning of the head gives birth to a new longing.
Murray silently mouths the words, look at me.
Very well. If needs be, I will do the choosing.
This child wishes
to be a great dancer.
Bingo!
Claudia, don't.
Claudia casts a spell on Annabelle, who is suddenly wearing a knee-length white ballet costume. She dances around uncontrollably as a group of musicians play on a small revolving stage.
Murray, please help! I don't want to dance! I can't stop!
Oh, yes, you can! Just as soon as you come clean about where in this wretched city you stashed my wand!
Oh, come on, Claudia, this is so demented!
What's wrong with this picture? Oh, something's off. Dancing all alone doesn't seem like much fun.
Claudia bewitches Murray, who flies through the air. Dressed in a man's ballet costume, he spins round and lands on the polished floor. Annabelle runs towards him and takes his hand. They dance together.
Claudia, we can't leave them dancing forever.
Oh, they won't last long.
Right, Annie. Murray, please make
the only question
stop.
Is, which one will break first? My money's on the midget. And we have a fabulous conductor!
Claudia vanishes, then reappears, conducting the musicians. Murray and Annabelle continue with their spellbound dance.
Ow!
Outside, Charlie has climbed above the front doors and now peers through a window. As heavy rain begins to fall, he pushes the window open and watches as Murray and Annabelle perform a leg-kicking Russian Cossack dance. Claudia, the conductor, smiles and waves her arms more and more frantically. Murray and Annabelle kick out their arms and legs crazily. Murray lifts Annabelle high into the air with one arm.
Help! Put me down! Help!
Now Annabelle balances Murray in the palm of her right hand. He wobbles dangerously. They both crash to the ground.
I give up! I'll tell everything you want to know! I give up! I give up! I give up! I'll tell everything!
Better no, don't!
I believe we have a winner! Oh, you poor darling, come with me into the parlor. I'll take care of all your wishes. You, stay with Twinkle Toes. If he makes a move toward those wands, give him a taste of a mace. Now, my darling, you must be exhausted. Can I get you some brandy? A milk? Both? Now, just between us girls, where's my wallet?
Central Park, near the boat lake.
The precise location? If I take you, you'll show me, won't you?
Yes, but there's something I want in return.
There's always something. What? Do you want to go home?
No, but it was very sweet to think of it.
Sweet. That's me. So, then what is your wish? Your request.
I want you to use your incredible powers to release my father from the magic spell that Murray totally screwed up.
Classic, isn't it? Well, that's what happens when you send a man to do a woman's job.
Wait till you hear the details. You won't believe the things he did.
Tell me all.
Well, he took us to Nebraska and Dwayne and...
Boot stops Murray getting to the wands.
It was worth a try, dude.
You can't fool me. I'm going to be a witch.
Listen, Bootsy, I've known many witches in my day, and you're no witch.
Claudia promised me.
And you believed her?
He knocks on his head.
You poor gullible mutt, she's lying to you.
She'd never lie to me. She's my friend.
She can't keep a promise to anyone other than herself.
Claudia angrily signals that Boots should get back on the job.
Go ahead, see for yourself.
Looking on shore, Boots slinks off towards Claudia.
Murray, up here.
At the window, Charlie shows Murray the wand. Murray nervously stands under the window and signals that Charlie should drop it. But to Murray's horror, Charlie uses a curtain to abseil down into the room. He lands on top of Murray, who immediately scrambles to his feet and starts rearranging the curtain. Claudia notices.
Cleaning lady didn't show up this week, huh?
What? You were supposed to be watching him.
I
Bad girl. Now do as I told you. Get over there and drag that chest of wands over to the fire and burn them. Go on. Murray! You weren't thinking of leaving, were you?
Oh, no.
I mean, I thought we were having so much fun.
We are?
Yeah. You know, you really needn't worry about being such a miserable failure as a fairy godmother. Actually, I'm planning on phasing all of you out anyway. Ha! Dare you mock me?
How dare you mock me?
Cut it out! Listen, Buster. You are talking to the future Queen of Darkness here.
You don't seem so confident about that. Look at those worry lines.
Claudia hurries to check her reflection in the mirror. After taking a look, she seems unconcerned.
Liar. Get anomalies. I enjoy liars. But in your case, I believe I will have to make an exception.
I'm not lying. They're right next to that wart that's growing.
What?
Again, Claudia anxiously checks her reflection.
Oh, I have a lighter, if you'd like to burn it off, sweetie.
Murray, I'm just about ready to break every bone in your body.
Murray, I'm just about ready to break every bone in your...
As Claudia casts her spell, Murray looks like he's made of jelly. He can't control his legs and sinks down onto the floor.
What's that? Feeling a little al dente today, are we? Oh, no, no, Murray, don't drool. You'll smudge my wax.
She lifts his limp body in her arms.
I've always been putty in my hands. I'd love you to tell me where you hid my mother!
She snaps him through the air like an elastic. He smashes into a window, falls onto the staircase, and then slithers back down to the floor. Claudia looks down at him as he lies at her feet.
Oh, now is the time for all good men to spill the beans.
Oh, look at the poor little fairy godmother.
As Murray's body turns back to normal, Annabelle notices that it's 25 past 11. Boots starts to play some wands on the roaring fire.
Wait here, burn this.
What?
Go ahead.
You getting rid of it?
Could be.
But it's a perfectly good old shoe. I love old shoes.
Sit. Good girl. Stay.
Oh, great. What now? And you, what an annoying yet undeniably cunning child.
Charlie rolls the wand towards Murray, but Claudia gets to it first.
Yes! Oh, still has its old snap.
Oh.
Ollie, ollie, oxen free. Come on. Both of you move. Come on.
Charlie helps Murray to his feet. In Central Park, two pigeons land on the statue of Oliver. It's now 25 to 12. In her house, Claudia strides around holding the wand.
All the time, all the planning, all the magic that went into making my wish come true. There were times when I thought to myself, can one modest little witch really make a difference? But then I thought, what if Lucretia Borgia I'd ever thrown in the towel, huh? No, I go on. I go on confident that in the end, evil will triumph over good.
Very touching if you're a troll.
She throws her drink in the fire.
Claudia, can I ask you a question?
No.
But, what about me?
You? Is that all you ever think about? You exist on this planet for the sole reason that one night in a weak moment when my cable was out, I chose to tolerate your companionship.
Aren't I your best?
What? Friend? Is that the word? You? You with your needy little eyes and your twitchy ears? You with your incessant whining and scratching?
Hey, hey.
You who fills the air with an acrid stench every time you come in the room after the rain?
I got it! Does that mean you're not going to be making me your partner?
Partner?
But you promised!
Only a dumb mutt would believe a witch's promise.
Boots looks furious and lunges at Claudia's ankle.
get these worms out of here.
I've had just about enough.
Okay, get the worms out of here. Hurry. You got 15 minutes. Don't stop for anything.
Claudia casts a spell on Boots, who hides under a table. Murray grabs his wand, which Claudia has left beside the fireplace, but it's hot, and he drops it. Now the wand is on fire. He sticks it into water, causing it to explode into huge flames. Claudia hurries towards him. They fall to the floor, wrestling for possession of the wand. Murray drops it to the floor. A little dog emerges from under the table and heads straight for the wand. Murray and Claudia continue rolling and scuffling on the floor. The dog, who bears more than a passing resemblance to Boots, picks a wand up in its mouth and hurries up the staircase. Finally, Claudia and Murray both notice. Knocking Murray over, Claudia chases the dog and stops on the stairs.
Boots! Show yourself right now, and maybe I won't have you stuffed. You stupid animal! Get back here with my wand! Ha! There you are.
As Boots bolts up the stairs with the wand, Claudia slides up the banisters and blocks the dog's way.
Ha! All right, Boots. Drop the wand at my feet, and I'll send you the pound with nice little rubber mouse, huh?
Come on, Bootsy! Want me to rub your little tummy?
Drop it now!
Come on, Bootsy!
Boots heads towards Murray.
Get back here, you stupid animal!
Boots jumps to Murray.
Bootsy! Good girl, Boots.
Yes! Good riddance to you both!
Claudia casts a spell, but it hits a large mirror and rebounds onto her. She's dragged in midair down the stairs and straight inside the mirror. Trapped, she bangs on the inside of the mirror's surface, then glares angrily at Murray.
Do something, you idiot!
Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Now who's the smartest of them all?
I am!
Uh-oh.
The mirror falls.
We are! Where's my tin?
Murray notices it's 10 minutes to 12.
Wave goodbye, Bootsy. Perhaps it's time for some quiet reflection.
Murray!
Almost slipped on some collagen.
Murray, don't leave me like this. You broke a mirror. It's 7 years bad luck, I tell you. Come on, Murray, come on.
Hurry, hurry.
The Vault Lake in Central Park, move it.
The taxi speeds off.
Faster, if we don't get to Central Park before midnight, my dad will be a statue forever.
It's 2 minutes to midnight. The taxi speeds through the deserted Central Park towards Oliver's statue.
Annabelle, quickly get a picture in your head!
They stand in front of the statue.
Right, here we go.
Charlie gently puts Duchess down beside Boots. It's almost midnight. Annabelle nervously shuts her eyes. Murray waves his wand. A nearby clock strikes 12. The statue is unmoving. Annabelle looks hopefully at Murray. Duchess's old enemy, the black cat, runs towards them. Duchess flees into the darkness. The cat chases Duchess.
Duchess!
Annabelle watches helplessly as Duchess runs up a chain attached to a rubber skip and jumps inside. The cat jumps on the top of the skip but can't get through the narrow gap under the lid. Charlie approaches Murray.
That's it?
They all look very disappointed.
I'm sorry,
Murray sits on the bumper of the taxi.
I have nothing left.
What? How can you say that? Murray, just forget about what Hortense said about midnight. If you remember, she also said the real magic comes from inside. So let's all hold hands.
Aw, come on.
You too, Charlie.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Aw, man, it's so stupid.
Charlie, for once in your life, don't be a jerk. Now see the wish.
With eyes closed, they stand in the circle holding hands. Suddenly, a wind blows up. Murray sneaks a look at the statue of Oliver, but it's still made of bronze. With a look of intense concentration, Annabelle keeps her eyes shut. Duchess, now a white horse again, bursts out of the rubbish skip and gallops towards them. Murray smiles. Annabelle stares wide-eyed. They all turn towards the statue, which is now shaken in the gale force wind. Behind a small wall, the pumpkin spins and is transformed into a carriage. As Annabelle gazes at the statue, it suddenly turns back into a very confused-looking Oliver. Annabelle runs to him.
Dad, Dad, it's really you! You won't believe this! First I went to Nebraska and this giant rabbi almost stepped on me, and the Duchess turned into a mouse, but it's really you!
No, come here. Of course it's me, Annabelle. Charlie, what are we doing here? It's like...
What time is it?
It's after midnight.
The call back! I'm supposed to be at the palace... Okay, look, I'm gonna have to call Jerry.
Did something happen to me?
No, 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 of course not.
Wait here, Dad. You gotta meet Murray. He is
right over here. Really cool guy.
Murray!
Come on, Duchess. Come on, let me get you hitched up.
Where is he? Where's the taxi?
Annabelle stands alone looking sad. Charlie puts his arm around her.
I didn't get to say goodbye or thanks or anything.
But he was one hell of a fairy godmother.
Oh, your tooth. Well, give it to me so you don't lose it.
Charlie takes a tooth Annabelle has pulled from her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss Murray.
Oh, no. I'm happy for him, though. First one he got right.
What are you guys talking about?
Opening night, take your program.
Now in the theatre, Tony Sable.
Far better thing than I do now.
Nyan.
Backstage, Oliver stands in costume with Jerry. Tony Sable approaches.
Warming up for your one note in Act Two?
There's no shame in being an understudy. I'm sure you'll be one again someday.
As Tony leaves, he trips.
Why'd you step, Tony?
No, kids.
Don't fall.
Jerry looks amused.
I can't believe you did that.
The only way I'll do the lead in the show is if he, I don't know, kicks the bucket or
something. Oliver. Relax. You're just saying what everyone else.
Suddenly, Annabelle sees Murray's face smiling out from a collection of production wigs. A second later, he has vanished.
Okay, kids. Time to go.
Look, Dad.
Look at this. Who is this psycho? I want a restraining order against this guy.
Tony, this dressing room. When I'm good and ready. What is with this dressing room? It's more like a toilet.
It is a closet, Michael. It is a toilet. One word, big. I want big. You know what I love about you? Nothing! Get out of my sight before I throw up!
Thanks for the flowers. They're beautiful.
And another thing. I am the star of the show. That curtain does not go up until I am ready. I'm sick and tired of this kind of thing. Don't get me. I pay you 10%, and in return, I expect 100%. Have you got that? I have it.
Tony turns and trips over the bucket, which Murray has magicked from thin air. As Tony hits the ground, Murray blows on the tip of his wand as if it's a gun. A circle of people gather around Tony, who's flat out.
Agony. I am in agony.
No one moves.
I think my leg is broken. I think that my leg is broken. You know what? This show cannot go on. I don't believe this curtain can go up. I do not think
Mr.
this show can
Sable.
Go on. But this show will go on.
I have had it with
on.
You and your temperament. You are out of my show. Do you hear me? Out. You'll not set foot on stage. Wardrobe.
I'm looking for you. Third row aisle.
Hold the curtain and open the microphone for an announcement.
Hey,
Okay. Cue the announcement. Ready to have like some standby.
Ladies and gentlemen, at tonight's performance of Two Cities, the role of Sidney Carton, listed in your program as played by Tony Sable, will be played by Oliver Greening.
Hey!
In the audience, Annabelle smiles with astonishment and hugs Jerry.
Ah! Sorry.
Standing in the balcony, Murray waves down to Annabelle, then clumsily takes his seat.
Ah!
In his seat, Lord Richard watches expectantly. Murray drapes a checkered cloth over his knee, then takes out a bag of crisps and pops it open. The curtain goes up. Oliver strides onto the stage, which is designed in the style of the French Revolution.
Rats come creeping now. A certain sign that some shall die. Instinctively we bow. Their carriages just pass us by. Lords, peasants, neighbors.
As the audience applaud, Lord Richard seems delighted with Oliver's performance. Finally, it's the last song. Oliver stands in front of a guillotine. Who are all in floods of tears, stand as one. The curtain is raised once more. Annabelle looks towards the balcony, but Mari isn't there. She turns back to look at the stage where Oliver receives the wild applause. In the audience, Hortense smiles and laughs happily. Lord Richard, who has been crying his eyes out, now looks overjoyed. Oliver gives Annabelle a sly wink. She blows kisses towards him. Outside the theatre, Mari collects Boots, who is waiting on a lead.
Hello, Boots.
Thank you.
A hit. A palpable hit. Come on, honey. Let's go. There we go.
As the neon signs of several theatres light up the night, Mari crosses the road with Boots.
That's it. You got it. That's it.
He passes a man selling newspapers. As traffic streams past on both sides, Mari happily walks and dances down the central reservation with Boots by his side. My precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life would be a dream, sweetheart. The end.